This is VOA News. In your remote, I'm Melissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization says more COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. In a news briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Friday, hospitals and intensive care units are filling up or full across Europe and the United States. More than 57 million cases have been confirmed worldwide since the start of the global pandemic. More than 1.3 million people have died. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Resource Coronavirus Resource Center. On Friday, with Europe passed 15 million confirmed infections, India passed more than 9 million. Mexico reported 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. Mexico is the fourth country to reach that marker after the United States, Brazil, and India. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier in the week. He said Trump Jr. is following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. The United States has seen increases of coronavirus cases over the past several weeks, with numerous one-day records set and quickly broken. On Thursday, the U.S. registered another daily record, almost 188,000 new cases. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. The U.S. has more